Welcome to this webinar. This is Why Should the Metaverse Interest Me? And I guess that is a fundamental question. Why should the metaverse interest you? And that's what we're going to explore as we go through this. This is Cambridge Marketing College's fortnightly webinar series of personal and professional development, designed for marketers, designed for business developers, business owners, entrepreneurs, anybody who has a vested interest in growing and developing both personally, but also their business and or organization. So I'm hoping you're going to find some really motivating and inspirational reasons why the metaverse is and could and maybe should be of interest to you as we go through this session. This is one of the topics that I've been really investing a lot of time and energy in over recent months. And it is becoming a thing, and it really is genuinely becoming a thing. And I want to share with you why I feel that this is really here in 2022, the moment that this is becoming something to take really genuinely seriously. I would say that it's racing towards us as marketers, as business owners and developers, as the biggest opportunity since the internet became commercial in the early 90s. And if you thought social media was important, well, you really haven't seen what's coming. I think most of us, when we think of marketing nowadays, think of digital, and we've taken almost digital out of the phrase digital marketing. It is what most of us do, and it is how we do it. But really interestingly, I don't see, and I've been watching these kind of trends for many decades now, and I don't see anything as significant as the really huge opportunity that arose for marketing in the early 90s with the dawn of the internet, when if you could see some words on a screen and I could see those same words and somebody else on the other side of the planet could see them, I think for a number of us around at the time, we felt that there's something a little bit special here. And of course, we've had the dot-com boom and bust and the bubble bursting and everything. And, you know, this metaverse thing is not going to be an easy ride. It's not going to be without its pitfalls and its challenges. But I think overall, for me personally, having seen, you know, a number of massive trends within marketing, social media being probably the biggest one, something 15 to 20 years ago now, we sort of look at this as, you know, really kind of, you know, omnipresent sort of thing that we do in our marketing and our communications. I think for me, the metaverse is something now that has ticked the boxes of being something that is going to materialize and evolve into something that will open up a huge amount of opportunities to us. And that's really what I'm going to be doing in this session, is talking to you about some of the reasons why that is important. And I think even if at the end of this, you come out of this particular session thinking, well, okay, it could be something, and okay, it might be something in the future, but I'm not quite ready yet. If you take some of the essence of what I'm saying here, which is about continuously monitoring, continuously watching and listening the trends and the important macro things that are going on in the world right now, of which obviously metaverse is a huge, significant one, then it allows you to ensure that you're always best placed as a marketer for your organization. But in this particular session, let's just focus purely on this topic of metaverse. Okay, now you will have probably seen the word meta all over the place. And if you're a Facebook user, you definitely will. Meta itself is a brand that is the overarching brand for what used to be called Facebook. Okay, so Facebook is now a social network underneath the Meta brand. But Meta is just Meta. It is one organization, and it is not the full breadth and width and depth of the metaverse. Okay, it is one, potentially in the future, one type of metaverse. And I'll explain the metaverses, because there are plural metaverses as we go through this. But Meta, which is probably the most well-known, the most talked about one, is purely Facebook's entity that is evolving into a metaverse of its own. Okay. But the metaverse itself, and we'll talk about exactly what this is later, it gets its name from a book called Snow Crash, okay, that's been around for quite some years. And this described a persistent virtual world where people can move around in 3D. Okay, so it's an immersive experience. It is not like looking at a web page. Okay, it is not like listening to a podcast. It is not like publishing in social media a video. This is an immersive and persistent virtual world. Okay, so it's something that's very, very different to what we've experienced in what we might term digital marketing to this point. Okay, and it's based around, in this kind of 3D virtual world, it's based around the concept of having a digital twin. Okay, so you will have something that is an avatar of you, potentially, and it allows you to act and behave in this virtual 3D world as though it were you. So you can buy property, you can work, you can play, you can have leisure pursuits, you can game, you can do all the things that you do in the real world in this virtual space, this virtual immersive 3D persistent world. And so generally, you could argue that you can live in this space. And for a number of people who have become fully immersed over, you know, a number of years, and actually over 10 years now, in places like Second Life or Decentraland, what we're finding is that it is very, very and hugely immersive. Now, this would be something, this whole immersive experience, rather than having a physical distance between you and a web screen, the internet screen on your computer or on your phone, this is something in which you are part. Okay, so you're not at a distance from this thing. And this is a fundamental difference. So when I've talked in the past about an engaging experience and being engaging in the customer journey and creating something for your customers that is immersive and engaging, well, this takes it to a whole new set of levels. Okay, this is not something that is, you know, at a physical distance. This is something into which you go, into which you travel, at least in part by your digital avatar. And I would predict that in the very near future, and I would say that by around about 2025, so we are only looking at 2+ years away, I predict you will be able to leverage brand presence and revenues if you decide to invest today in this space. And if, of course, you choose not to, and that is totally at your discretion, you can choose not to engage. You can choose not to focus on the metaverse and sort of treat it as, oh, it'll be gone tomorrow. But I predict here, and I'll confidently go on record as saying this, that if you choose not to, what you've done is you've just handed the baton to your competitor. Okay. So you can choose to completely ignore this, and that is your jurisdiction. That is what you're entitled to do. But if you do, you've just handed that virtual baton or that opportunity to your competitor. And trust me, they will not hand it back. Okay, so this is a one-time opportunity we will never have today again. Okay, so if you choose that today's not the right time, that is fine. And you may well have your reasons. But if you choose that today is not the day, somebody else is going to take this opportunity, and it might then put you at a disadvantage, or it might then make it too late. So all I'm doing here is I'm not saying you have to go and do it, because who am I to say you have to go and do it? But I'm suggesting to you that you pay attention to this opportunity, because it is a huge trend. It is a huge place that people and companies and some of the biggest brands on the planet are investing. And I'll use the figure billions of dollars now. And this is all publicly available information. You know, a year ago it was millions. We are now talking billions. So the curve in terms of investment and confidence coming into these spaces, in terms of developing the technologies and developing the capabilities, it's coming. It is coming. And you can choose to play, you can choose to invest, you can choose to observe and listen and watch and take a view. But please don't choose to ignore, because this is something that could be a fundamental shift in the game that your business and your organization plays. So here's a quote from McKinsey. There's a lot of research from a lot of the big players now are doing some very, very deep research into kind of really what this is going to mean. So I've got a few little quotes for you. So this comes hot off the press from McKinsey. So they define this: at its most basic, the metaverse consists of a sense of immersion, real-time interactivity, and user agency. OK, Consumers and companies are experimenting with the early metaverse for everything from socializing to fitness, commerce, virtual learning, and other daily activities. Like any technology, the metaverse is neither inherently good nor bad. It will be what we make it, and we can learn from previous eras of dramatic technological change. McKinsey and a number of others are going all in on this. They are saying that it is already here. I've predicted that there's leverage to be had and brand equity to be had within the next couple of years, irrespective of your industry. But the likes of McKinsey are already doing deep research into this in terms of where the quick win's going to happen. Where is that low hanging fruit? Those amazing opportunities to just pick off some value in the early days. And it will be for those organizations who are, as McKinsey describes it, experimenting with the early metaverse. So they're thinking outside the box. They're not just doing a direct translation of what we do in the real world. Okay, let's just take that into the virtual world. They're being savvy, they're being clever, and they're being smart about maybe pivoting a little bit, maybe opening up some opportunities for doing things slightly differently. And I'll explore these one by one with you in just a moment. But the idea here is to embrace the concept of innovation and experimentation. You know, there's so many uncertainties here. Nobody on this planet knows exactly how this is going to shape up or how this is going to turn out. We just know something big and something good for marketing is coming. So why metaverse is the future? Well, think of the metaverse as a parallel virtual plane of existence, okay, that spans all digital technologies and will even come to control much of the physical world. Interesting point I'm going to cover in a moment. This construct helps explain another common description of the metaverse as a 3D internet and why establishing it is so hard, but also likely to be worthwhile. That's a quote from Time. And what they're saying here is that it will span much, much more broadly the interaction that we have as human beings, the way that we do commerce, the way that we process products and services, the way that we serve customers into the future in a very different world. It is beyond 3D internet. It is so much more than that. And one of the reasons why it's becoming quite profoundly important to us is because of the amount of both data. So this is very data driven, and the amount of blending of that data with artificial intelligence. There is an example, you might have seen it in the media this week, of a Chinese company who have literally just appointed. And if you didn't see this, listen to what I say here really carefully, because yes, it kind of blew my mind too. They have appointed their first chief executive officer, so their CEO, who is a robot. Yeah, you heard it here. Go look for this. It's a Chinese company who are in the tech space, and they've just appointed their CEO as a robot. Now, the reasoning behind this is that it's a decision-making AI entity. So it's an artificial intelligence. It's data-driven. It is a robotic entity that is able to make business decisions. And so what they've done is they've said, okay, well, let's have some fun with this. Let's position this as our chief exec. In other words, we will allow this data-driven artificial intelligence to make decisions on the way that our business is going to go forward based on the AI, based on the data that is being put into this system, so that it is very robust and very evidence-based. Interesting. Okay, now you might just be sat there or standing there listening and thinking, there is no way. Robots taking over the world, computers controlling our everyday life. It's already coming. Okay, so, okay, that's one quite extreme example, but it's already happening. And it, as we said from the previous quote, it's neither a bad thing or a good thing. But what it requires and what we don't have actually here, right here today, is a single metaverse. Okay, so we are looking at multiple metaverses at the moment, individual platforms and systems that combine cutting-edge technologies like virtual reality, VR, augmented reality, AR, artificial intelligence, AI, you know, all of these kind of phrases and jargons and acronyms that we're beginning to sort of see emerge. What we're saying here, this is all XR, Okay, extended reality. We're going to be seeing, experiencing, and immersing ourselves into something like we've never seen before. Data-driven, artificially intelligence empowered. So in theory, very, very intelligent interactions through technologies that in the future will blend and combine. Right here, right now, they are individual little silos of places where you can go. So Second Life, Decentraland, lots of others exist. So you can basically choose one, go in and experiment using cryptocurrency. You can buy stuff. So you can go in and buy a little plot of land. You can put up a building, an office or a house or whatever, and you can buy products and services. You can, based around NFTs, non-fungible tokens, you can actually buy stuff. Virtual stuff. So if you want those Nike sneakers that and Nike have invested a huge amount in their NFT portfolio, so it's already there. You can go and buy this stuff in a metaverse, but you need to choose one right now. And the metaverse that you're going into do all that stuff won't necessarily talk to the metaverse over there. So in some ways, yes, it's here. In other ways, it's still very early days. But the point is, there's an opportunity to go in right here today and experiment and explore and familiarize yourself with some of the technology, some of the opportunities, some of the interaction that's already there, albeit in some instances a little bit clunky. You may well have seen the way that the media and some of the influencers have been commenting on Meta's sort of early dipping of their toe, their billion-dollar toe into the water. And it's come back with quite scathing reports, you know, interactivity that's very limited, you know, graphics that look as though they were created back in the 1990s. You know, there is still, in a lot of spaces, there's still a long way to go. But, and that's not why we're here today. The question was, why should the metaverse interest you? Well, it's the opportunity to innovate. And the question is, could you today, could you make money in the metaverse? Is it a commercial thing that you could actually, for your business or for you personally, could you make money in the metaverse? And the categoric answer right here, right now, is yes. In the metaverse, NFTs, so non-fungible tokens, can be used to represent just about anything, from virtual land to art. So, of course, the premise then is if you're creative, you've got an eye for design, you could create NFTs and right here today, sell them for a profit. A quote there from jumpstartmag.com. Interesting. So if you're thinking metaverse, it's something for the future, it's something for the kids, it's just based around gaming, it isn't. Fundamentally, it is available as a commercial entity today, right here, right now. Or at least multiple metaverses are. The smart thinking is going to be about how do you optimize this? How do you actually get in there and start to play? And I'll talk to you about kind of where to begin at the end of this talk. But at the moment, we're still trying to build the case for it. And as part of that, here's another amazing quote from McKinsey, who, as I said, are doing a lot of research here. And I'll just directly paraphrase from McKinsey's words here. So we surveyed more than 3,400 consumers around the world and found two-thirds are excited about transitioning everyday activities to the metaverse, especially when it comes to connecting with people, exploring virtual worlds, and collaborating with remote colleagues. Almost 60% of consumers prefer at least one activity in the immersive world versus the physical alternative. And more surprisingly, 79%, remember this is 3,500 consumers, 79% of consumers active in the metaverse have already made a purchase. So what is this telling us? Well, again, just picking up on some of these key points here, two-thirds of those surveyed are particularly excited about transitioning their everyday activities to the metaverse. That's an incredible proportion. That's an incredible potential number of people who are already excited at the opportunity. This is a very different world. This side of pandemic, where we've been so used to video conferencing, so used to remote working, so used to interacting in ways that for a lot of us, we hadn't done at the levels we're doing it now in the past. But this side of pandemic, the world is different. The time is now. It's almost like you could argue that for metaverse, this is the perfect storm. Consumers around the world, communities, societies, and sort of market sectors are all beginning to become ready and ripe for the time. It's happening right now. And the really interesting thing for me out of all of this is that 60% prefer the idea of an activity in the immersive world versus their physical alternative. And that to me is a fundamental shift in thinking. So there's a true value being perceived here, or at least a potential value being perceived here, that is so different to where we have been in the past, where, you know, this would have been a little bit of a pipe dream. And, oh, it's just a virtual game. And yeah, we don't really play. We're a serious business. We're a traditional manufacturer. We couldn't possibly be, you know, seen to be part of something that's a bit like a video game. This is a whole different way of thinking. So this immersive, this omnipresent, you know, immersive 3D environment, and we're kind of almost not using the words internet anymore, because this is something you go in and experience, you go in and you live within. So there's a potential for engagement here beyond anything that we could have ever thought of as marketers before. So where can we begin to really start to maybe put some meat on the bones, maybe start to think about this in such a way that is going to be a little bit more practical? Well, I would say what we need to be doing, if we can sort of think, okay, bit of experimentation, little bit of innovation. Okay, you've whetted my appetite, Neil. I am kind of curious as to what we might do. I'm not yet convinced. I can't necessarily see how we would do it. But what I want to do is actually build something here that, you know, would argue a case, would actually give me something that could be quite useful. So where do I begin? Well, I would say think about your market positioning and potentially differentiation. Okay, so if you're the market leader in your sector, could you use something like investing a little bit of time and energy to exploring the metaverse to move further out front? If you're the challenger, so you're the market number two in your space, could this be something that would allow you to become the market leader in a new space for doing what you do? So there's a different kind of angle here. So thinking about where you are positioned in your marketplace. If you're a market follower, so there's two big organizations who, you know, kind of guide your, lead your, because of market share and because of their brand dominance, guide your sector, and you're a market follower, no bad thing. You know, some very, very effective market following brands and companies around the planet. Could you copy the best? So in other words, could you allow them, if you watch what they're doing in metaverse, exploring, innovating, and you really watch closely, could you copy the wins and the things that they do, so that you don't necessarily have to do a big investment, because maybe you can't afford the resources and the time and the energy to put into this. But if you watch the best, could you copy the best? And could you copy those outside of your industry where you think, some similarities there with what we do? That could get interesting. And if you're a niche player, well, now this is where it gets really interesting. And I've come up with a little word. I don't know whether this is a real word, but I'm going to use it. Could you dominate a meta niche? There's a new word to make to help you think about this. A meta niche. In other words, a niche within the metaverse. I don't know if it's a real word. It might be, but it is now for me, a meta niche. If you're a niche player in a particular marketplace, so you have a specialism, you have a certain way of doing business, and you specialize on, you know, a particular part of the sector that you're in, is that an opportunity for you to go into that marketplace in the metaverse and actually dominate and create a niche in there that is almost bulletproof? It's almost, you know, it can't be penetrated. So you get real ownership of that value. I think one of the key things here, though, is this word differentiation. So, yes, it is about market positioning. That's fundamentally important. But the differentiation that this potentially could bring, and I think particularly in marketplaces that are saturated, they've become commoditized, where everybody looks and feels and sounds the same. Well, the metaverse is this open playing field, is this open book of opportunity. Whatever you want to do, because it's unestablished, because it's new, it's fresh, it's innovation, it's experimentation. Is there an opportunity to, just by being in there and doing this and talking about it and sharing it with stakeholders around your organization, is that enough? It might be. The trick here is that basically what we're trying to do here is to just be smart and just really listen and know that this thing is out there. Whether we choose to jump all in or just experiment around the edges, it's an opportunity. Now, being a marketer, what I want to do is obviously break this down into some sort of actionable things. And I'm going to do this around the marketing mix. So we're going to look at the traditional marketing mix, product, place, price, promotion, et cetera. And we're going to break this down so that hopefully you might find some little areas in here where you think, I could have a little look at that. And I wanted to keep it quite simple because the question that we're trying to answer here is, why should the metaverse interest me? So if we look at product first, think about your product. Now, if you're a service industry and you say, well, we don't actually do physical products, well, even better, because if you're a service industry, what kind of service could you offer within the metaverse? Imagine this 3D immersive environment. Could you meet customers in there? Could you offer, you know, events? Could you offer training? Could you offer development? What is it that you do? If you're a tangible product developer, product maker, manufacturer, reseller, what is it that you have that you could potentially convert into NFTs, you know, these digital assets that you can actually monetize? We know that. We've seen the evidence. We've seen the research. So are there things that you have in your product or service portfolio that you could turn into NFTs, monetize them right here today? Now, it may well be that it is just dipping your toe into the water to see what resonates, but it could be bigger than that. You might spot an opportunity for doing it. Nike have. You know, so if big brands are already out there doing it, they've got the IP, they've got the NFTs, there are people purchasing, there's a lot of artwork happening in the metaverse right now. I saw there's a particular artist who's just broken the record for a single NFT investment. Something like 28,000 people have actually bought into this particular NFT, this tiny little piece of artwork. Incredible. 28,000 people. You know, we're not necessarily looking at that for you right here today, but what product do you have? Could you also, when you think about your products, could you build extended reality versions around your core competencies? In other words, those things that you just do better than your competitors, could you take ownership of those competencies within the metaverse, build extended reality versions of them? So think about virtual reality right now. Think about augmented reality. What is it you could do to digitize around your core competencies, the things that you do better? And potentially, here's another little P for you, the P for pivot. Could you get a creative and competitive advantage from pivoting what you do? In other words, leave your current business model in the real world to kind of do what it does. And, you know, don't cannibalize your time. You still got to invest and market in there. But could you pivot your capabilities into the metaverse and say, you know, actually, as an organization, we're very good at doing this. Wonder if we could create some products in the metaverse that just allow us to do those skills and those things actually in a virtual sense. Would that take us over and beyond what our competitors are doing? Almost certainly the answer right now, whatever you come up with, is going to be yes, because here you're very early into market. So hopefully there might be a few little things that you might want to take away and think about, maybe have some conversations. And these are some challenges for you. Same here with the next P, place. I mean, I would argue go in and claim your metaverse real estate. Get a building, get some premises in there. We don't necessarily need to be talking about a huge amount of cash here. It's cryptocurrency. Yeah, it's all based around blockchain. You know, nobody's going to be able to kind of take ownership of this stuff away from you. You can own this space. You know, you can claim your real estate right now. Go into somewhere like Decentraland and go buy those places that you want. Because once you've got it, you've got it. You could as well use the concept of metaverse to do some really interesting place-related stuff. You could hold events. You could run a conference. You could launch a product. You could hold meetings in this space. You just need to encourage people to go and create some little avatars, and they can join you. This is not rocket science at a very base level. What we're trying to do here is look at these opportunities to do something differently, to break away from the norm, to be first in, because when, and it's not if now, it's when this thing starts to really get some traction in your sector, if you can say, oh, we've been doing this for quite some time, look, yeah, come over to our space, whilst the competition are clamoring around trying to get some sort of traction and you've already got it, who's going to be the winner? And of course, if you are thinking about the whole idea about innovation, then maybe the metaverse place that you create could be your innovation incubator. Why not do a win-win and actually be thinking within the metaverse about the things you're going to be doing in the metaverse? So actually use it as an incubator for new ideas. Maybe you go in there not just having, you know, virtual or Zoom or Teams team meetings each week. You know, maybe you spend a little bit of time going into your metaverse team meeting and actually have a little look around and play and experiment and explore together. This is where innovation can come when you're fully immersed in this immersion. This is where we're going with this stuff. So, you know, hopefully by now you're starting to think, okay, well, maybe there's a little bit of a different kind of operation that I need to be looking at here. It's not just about, oh yeah, it's all about the marketing communications and promotion and stuff. There's a bit of process behind it. And there is also another P, which is price. Are you ready right here, right now, to maybe devote, even if it is a tiny percentage, a little bit of budget for increasing innovation and the investment that you put behind it? If you say, well, okay, Neil, we could only ever put 1 or 2%, and we're only looking at a few £100 or a few $100s here to be able to kind of invest in this kind of thing because it's very speculative, Neil, I'm sorry, we're still not really getting it. At least there's some kind of resource which is now starting to kind of point and focus itself in that direction. To me, that's a huge step change from maybe where you were this time last week even. So just making those little conscious choices to be curious, to maybe point things in a slight direction. I'm not talking about you going all in here. I'm not talking about you diverting proven budget, evidence-based ROI stuff from traditional world into this space yet, but maybe 1%, 2%, a tiny little scratching away of your budget to just go and set up some accounts, have a little play, maybe see how crypto works in that particular metaverse, just have a little exploration. Interesting. And of course, with potentially very, very low cost to entry here, maybe with some of your less profitable services, you can improve margins. If you could deliver services that in the real world are very expensive to deliver face to face or, you know, in reality, maybe there's a way of actually doing it really cost effectively. And of course, because it's an immersive, globally accessible space, well, you know, people on the other side of the planet could potentially tap into those services. Does that open up a scalability that you've never had before? It may well be. And of course, if you're adding real value here, then increasing the prices for any of your added value, extended reality services, and maybe support, maybe post-sales support of what you already do. You know, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Product demonstrations of how to use this product in the metaverse. You know, all you need, I'm saying it as though this is really easy to do, but I'd get a developer in to look at this, but all you'd need would be a 3D rendered, you know, interpretation or an NFT of your product or your service. And you could then, particularly if it was a tangible product, be, you know, rotating it, showing how it goes together, showing how something works with a little bolt-on or a little accessory. And so you could demonstrate it in a really interactive, immersive space, maybe meeting the customer at that point as well. I mean, think about how you might be able to price that. This is all incremental opportunity. So we're talking growth here. So we're talking great ROI, great return on even a tiny little investment of resource and time. And if that doesn't help you, well, promotion. You know, maybe including the metaverse strategy that you're doing, maybe just your exploration of metaverse in your rule of thirds. So the balance of the way you can communicate with your customers. So if you're balancing a little bit of a story about getting to know you as a business, as well as signposting great sort of content in social, as well as doing all your normal promotions, maybe the getting to know you going forward is about your metaverse strategy, about how you're working with other third parties and some of your suppliers to kind of build this kind of metaverse space where customers in the future who deal with you are going to have this incredible experience. Well, even just drip feeding that into your content could be really interesting in your promotion P. Of course, increasing your NFT desirability in your community just by the fact that you say, yeah, we've NFT'd, you know, a few of these sort of things that we do. Even just saying that is like, oh, well, what are you doing there? Oh, now I'm curious. Well, this metaverse thing, yeah, I've read about that. I'm one of your customers. Yeah, I'm going to come and have a look and see what you do. Oh, that looks interesting. And in fact, because I'm a very loyal customer of yours, yeah, okay, I'll experiment with this. I'll have a little look. Oh, is that all it takes to actually buy an NFT or to buy into this license for this? And, oh, that's interesting. So then actually what you're doing is you're building your brand. You're aligning potentially yourself with other high profile leading metaverse brands in other sectors because they kind of then think of you as, wow, you're innovative, you're forward thinking. We wouldn't have thought you guys like you would have done that. That's really, really curious, but also very helpful to us because, well, we've heard about this metaverse thing and we're trying to do it too. Imagine just that knock-on effect in your brand equity of just being associated with that. I mean, I can speak from personal experience here because I am now talking more and more and more about the metaverse. I'm finding people are asking me questions. Now, of course, I don't have all the answers, but I'm curious and I'm going away to try and find answers to lots of these questions. But for me and my personal brand, I'm already being associated with, oh yeah, metaverse marketing. Yeah, you know, you want to go and talk to Neil because he's looking into that sort of field. So even though I would never say I'm a specialist, I would never say I'm an expert in this, because I'm curious, because I'm dabbling, because I'm in there already, I'm already have that association with my brand. So in terms of future-proofing you, well, just even dipping your toe in the water gives you that ability to be able to do that, which to me is really, really interesting. Next P is process, the P for process. You know, meeting customers and suppliers potentially in a very cost-effective, immersive and interactive space. Who wouldn't want to do that? You know, okay, it's an avatar right now, but going forward, these avatars, I mean, you've only got to watch some of the latest versions of some of the, you know, the top games. Oh my word, I mean, they look more realistic than I do on the screen. And that's actually on a Zoom call with the filter enabled. You know, these are real life, real things. You know, so your avatar in the not too distant future is going to look very, very lifelike. You know, it really will. And okay, some of the metaverses right now, they are very, very clearly avatars. They're very, very, you know, unhuman-like, but it's coming. You know, the gaming industry is driving a lot of the development of both the technologies, but also the interactivity and the kind of the level of expectation that now we all have of how immersive this experience is. We want to be part of, as our avatar, and this digital twin, if we call it that, in the most immersive interactive space possible, because we've seen it in gaming, we've seen what's possible. So we're now pushing those boundaries too. But imagine your customers meeting you, or imagine you talking to suppliers in a space like this, where, you know, wherever they are, because it really doesn't matter because they're in the metaverse, but wherever they can showcase things to you, maybe their challenges, their problems for you to solve, or you can showcase your products and services to them in an immersive interactive space. Think about it from a process way, how you could scale your business by that method. And of course, even internally, you know, company-wide virtual offices, remember that two-thirds of people are happy to have at least one thing, and a lot of this is going to play over into the workspace, one thing that replaces their real-world activities. Well, could you imagine if you could create a company-wide virtual office? If you're a group and you're spread out all over the planet, and a lot of companies now are employing people from other countries virtually, so this is, you know, they'll never actually meet face to face. Well, imagine meeting face to face in your metaverse virtual office. It will feel psychologically and emotionally in the not too distant future as though you are together. And so wherever you are, again, process wide, you know, think about a big group doing this, being able to hold team meetings, holding face to face stuff. It's really, really interesting. The opportunities here are only restricted by our imagination. They truly are. And think about how you might then also be able to leverage, as part of this process thinking, leverage your early learning through interested stakeholders, you know, your investors, You know, some of your investors will be curious about what you're doing here. Some of your suppliers will possibly be doing a similar kind of journey. So, you know, help them to get on board with this early as well. Help them to understand what the, you know, the best metaverse is for their processes right now, or the places to go to get the quickest learning or to get the best returns. Maybe you can figure out together how to join up some of the things that you do. So building relationships through these processes by really keeping everybody engaged, and maybe with you as champion, there's a question mark. Could you be the metaverse champion in the organization? The fact that you're sat here now listening to this and maybe thinking about some of the opportunities here, I think by default puts you in the running for that particular role. And it doesn't have to be a full-time role. It doesn't have to be something that, you know, takes over your everyday life. But actually, thinking about the opportunity here is just such a healthy way of doing good marketing and business development. And again, extending this whole thing about people. So the next P in the mix, people, you know, doubling your workforce within minutes by using an avatar. If everybody in your business created an avatar to set up a virtual meeting, you've just doubled your workforce in theory. Because in the not too distant future, and I've used this phrase a couple of times, your digital twin or your metaverse twin will be able to carry out activities and do things on your behalf because of AI, because of data-driven evidence, because of things that you've programmed in terms of scheduling. It will be doing these things for you. So in lots of ways, you've doubled the workforce if everybody in your business has an avatar and you're working collaboratively. And of course, as we've already said, you know, data-driven AI robots will be moving into key decision-making positions, like that Chinese development company. Already, you know, seeing that coming through loud and clear with a real-world person being replaced by an AI robot. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen in your organization anytime soon. And yeah, well, good luck if that happens, but do let me know how it goes. But in the future, not too distant future, digital twins keeping the business open 24/7. So whilst you have to eat and sleep, they just need power. They just need a power source to fuel keeping your business open 24/7. So what opportunities does that open up? Can you serve different markets where, you know, normally you'd be asleep, but actually we can serve a market on the other side of the globe because we have our metaverse version. So our digital twins are keeping the business open when we're sleeping. It becomes super, super interesting. And as I said, you don't have to be thinking about this today. You don't have to be thinking about this tomorrow, but somebody in your sector will be. And that's the danger. So what I want you to do is to think about, okay, well, where should I go then, Neil? Okay, I'm on board with this is something important to look at. I'm not sure we're quite ready to go there yet, Neil, but tell me where I can go. Okay, so just to reiterate, the metaverse isn't a single place right now, although one day, and this is onlinetechtips.com, although one day all metaverses may be linked to each other using common standards and practices. But for now, you'll have to pick one or two metaverse platforms that offer the sort of experience you want. And there are many. You've just got to Google it. And of course, in the future, we won't be probably Googling it. We'll be going into the metaverse to get the answer. There's an interesting thought. The world without social media and without search as we know it, what is that going to look like? Nobody truly knows. It's evolving and it's coming and it's happening. But for now, you've got to figure out, okay, where do I begin? So to get started with a metaverse business or explore metaverse business ideas, you need to follow the following steps. AppInventive.com for more information about these, but I'm just going to list them out. It's finding the right platform. I think a good starting place would be Second Life, or a good starting place would be Decentraland. Okay. Find a platform, just create an account and go in and have a little look. Then they're saying strengthen your online presence. Well, there are ways that you can do that that we've just discussed, which is you could just say that you've started the journey, a little bit like for a lot of people, the sustainability journey in their business. You know, just saying you're on the journey is at this stage, at those first few steps, plenty enough. The fact is you're on your journey. Focus on the target audience. Think initially about, okay, who could and might we be engaging with in here in the early days? If your target audience currently in the real world is not likely to be in this sort of a space, That isn't then a no-go sign. That is not a, okay, we need to stop because our customers wouldn't be here. What about the customers who are in there? Remember that two-thirds of the people, over 60% of the people who are in the metaverse currently have already made a purchase. So the question is, are there in your target audience a new target audience in the metaverse that you can't tap into here in the real world? That's a big question mark that you need to go and figure out. And you probably don't know the answer right now. I don't know the answer for myself right now, but I'm trying to figure it out. Next point is focus on experience. You've got to be figuring out how in those early days you can create some kind of experience. And it might just be, hey guys, here we are. Hey guys, here's some service that we do. Hey guys, here's an NFT rendered sort of 3D version of a product that we've got here. We're just testing it out. We're just piloting it. What do you think? So focus on the experience and play with some of the stuff. Do the research, see what other people are doing and replicate some of the good practice that you already see in there. Get acquainted. Next point, get acquainted with cryptocurrencies. You need to be able to deal commercially in crypto. Okay, so this is blockchain currency. There are many, many, many in there. And one will be the preferred currency of the metaverse platform that you select. And there might be two or three, but the likelihood is they may well have a preferred one. I'd say just learn that one and go with that one to start with. There's a lot of similarities between them, but there are also subtle nuances and differences. So go with the one that resonates with the platform that you choose. So begin with the platform first. And the big thing that the term appinventive.com says, stay adaptable, because the first journey in there, you might look around and you might think, what on earth have I just entered? Well, one, it doesn't look very immersive. Two, it's not really very engaging. Three, well, I haven't even got a headset, so I'm only seeing like an on-screen version of this, and I'm not really getting this. Stay open, stay adaptable, just be patient, okay? And it might be you're in the wrong place, but it also might be that you're just not there at the right time. So stay adaptable, stay creative, and stay curious. That is one of the big messages that I would put through in this one. Tech Story, I've talked a lot about kind of, you know, beginning out and saying that, you know, you really just got to make a start. You know, if this stuff that I've been talking to you about still makes you feel fearful, I should say, or a little bit kind of, oh, not really sure whether I'm ready to kind of do this. And yeah, okay, Neil, I've heard all that you've said, but I'm just going to put it off till tomorrow because it's all a little bit scary. I'm not a gamer. I'm not really very tech savvy. Oh, the number of times I hear that. You don't have to be. Honestly, I'm not particularly tech savvy, but I'm willing to just jump in and press a button. So Tech Story is saying that individuals can easily access the metaverse by creating their very own avatar on the platform, a 3D virtual browser-based platform. So we're looking at a little bit of a compromise for a lot of us right here, right now. And this is one of the finest, they're saying, and simplest ways to obtain entrance to the metaverse. What they're saying is just begin. And Decentraland, which is the one that they talk about as well, also allows anyone who wishes to build their avatar to do so on their website. So, you know, get in there and just play. Give it some clothes. Give it a personality. Give it a look. Yes, if you want to go the full hog of creating the digital twin that really, really looks like you, then now's a chance to play. Yes, you might find that it's going down a little bunny hole and you find you're spending hours in there playing and exploring. And for those of you who have experimented over the years with Second Life, yes, if you land up in the right place or arguably the wrong place, you can spend quite a lot of time in there. But just go and have a play. Just begin that journey. And then hopefully what you will do is you'll start to see some of the things that I've talked about here as opportunities kind of presenting themselves to you. They might not be, and they probably won't be, in their fully featured final form, but at least what they're doing is they're starting to present themselves to you as opportunities. So Deloitte saying there's three things that you can do once you've kind of got in there, set up your avatar and you've started to kind of figure out what a cryptocurrency is, and always to be able to buy some things in there or at least play with that idea. They're saying number one, start with why. Number two, do it better in 3D. And number three, test. So start with why. Be clear on the problem you want to solve and how the metaverse could help. Don't forget to keep your long-term strategy flexible enough to adapt to changes in technology and user preferences. So in other words, go into the metaverse, into Decentraland or others, just with a little bit of an idea about something you might want to do differently in a virtual world that you do in the physical world. So maybe it's a problem or something like that that you want to solve. Well, even just having that in mind, it just opens up the creative juices and those creative thoughts and the parts of your brain that just then are open to suggestion of things that you might see. The point two, the better in 3D. Think about all the stages of the experience that you're trying to create for customers or employees, whether it's a meeting, an event, or a service, and then explore how the metaverse, and this is key from Deloitte, how the metaverse could elevate it. So what I'm not saying is here that you switch off Teams or you switch off Zoom and every meeting from here on has to be in the metaverse or the metaverse of your choice. But is there an opportunity in there to just pick off a little meeting and maybe you just go in there and try and, you know, encourage one of your colleagues to come in and create an avatar. Maybe you just have a little meeting in there and see what happens, see what kind of features are available or which ones that you could, you know, sign up to. Experiment and explore. How could this elevate what you do already? Explore and log and keep testing. Deloitte says the metaverse is a tool that can elevate the good you're already doing, but to be sure it does, test lots. Really think about what could go wrong and fix it. Build a responsible metaverse that will help people trust it and use it, whether that's consumers or colleagues. In other words, little and often, drip feeding, little improvements, little fine tuning, evolve this thing. This is probably not going to be a revolution for you, but it could be an evolution for you. And that's, for me, the thing that really fascinates me is, can I be always pointing in the right direction? Some of the time I'll get it wrong. Some of the time I might be looking in the right place. Other times I've got to go away and sort of look in somewhere else. But be constantly thinking about, well, why am I here? What are the problems I'm trying to solve? Where are my key challenges? And then just thinking about this as maybe a brand new place, a brand new space, a brand new opportunity that allows me to maybe do things differently. So to round off this opportunity of why should the metaverse interest you, I'd say there are three things or three areas to really focus on is watch the metaverse macro. So keep an eye on the media. If you follow any of me, any of my posts on social, that's at Neil Wilkins X. I'll keep you in touch with any of the big stories that happen. So if we're not connected, let's connect. So that's at Neil Wilkins X. You'll find me. So watch the metaverse macro. If you see that there's a new metaverse, if Apple suddenly decide, right, we've just launched this multi-billion thing from nowhere, and go and have a little play and see what you think. Watch the big picture. Drive the metaverse micro. So if you're watching metaverse macro, big picture, drive the metaverse micro. In other words, what's happening in your sector? Don't leave it to the competitors to steal that advantage away from you. Get there, hold the bat on, you be first in. Because if this thing goes like I'm predicting it's going to go, and a lot of other people are, then if you were first in, at least at the experimentation and testing stage, you've got a chance to hold on to this and really get some gains in the future. So you drive metaverse micro. And I'd suggest be the champion of metaverse internal. Champion the value of metaverse, even if, as I've said earlier, it is just about, this is where we do our innovation. This is where we explore new stuff. This is where we meet up and have some fun little kind of after hours meetings about some of the crazy ideas we've got going on in our business. We can't do that in a formal meeting, but maybe we'll do it in the metaverse. Champion the value of metaverse internal. See if you can get some others on board who are also curious. They might also be seeing the value themselves coming through. So start talking about it. My second point and second tip of three is be open, listen, and be hungry. You know, once you open this Pandora's box of opportunity, it's almost impossible to close the box. So I'd say just be open. You might not have the answers yet. I haven't got half of the answers, a quarter of the answers I want, but I'm really open to this thing. I'm curious. I'm listening, actively listening, and just waiting for things to present themselves to me. And by being open, things are presenting themselves up. I am going out looking, but I'm also just waiting for things to show themselves, and they are. And you'll see a few of those things coming in the not too distant months when I've got some exciting stuff to report on, but that's for another time. And also be hungry. As a marketer, as a business professional, we should always be hungry and looking for opportunities and the next things. Even if you decide, having gone to look in all of this and, you know, why should the metaverse interest me? If you decide at the end of it, yeah, it doesn't really interest me, Neil, sorry. I'm not going to say that that's a bad thing, because even if you then open up an opportunity somewhere else by being curious, being open, listening, and being hungry for change and seeking out these opportunities, then I think my job is done. And that is a really, really positive thing, because it's all about the mindset. And if you do decide to jump all in, and this is what I'm saying, this is my point three, is think big, start small, and test often. Okay, that's just a really great sound mantra. Think big. Don't limit yourself by, oh, our customers wouldn't like that, or, oh, we can't, or, oh, and I always hear this one, oh, I haven't got enough time to do that. Think big. Start small, get some quick wins, and test often. You want to be able to write off the things that aren't going to work quickly, and you want to optimize the stuff that is going to work super fast. So think big, start small, and test often. And I hope through sharing some of these ideas with you, that's just whetted your appetite as to it's worth me just exploring. It's worth me just having a look at this thing called the metaverse. And hopefully I've given you at least one, if not a whole host of reasons why the metaverse really should, at this point in your life and at this point in your career and your professional development, why it should interest you.